Light 95.1, good morning. I'm Robin Fox, and we've got Noah Van Hochman this morning. He's a writer for TheOutdoorsGuide.com. Really piqued my interest recently because, well, I'm new to Oregon, and you guys get a lot of snow here. So I'm kind of looking out for my best interest and yours. If you're a skier, you like to do cross-country skiing, and you really get into the wilderness a bit, Noah can help us. We got a lot of information on personal locator beacons. Noah, good morning.
Good morning, Robin. How are you?
Very well, and thank you for being on this morning. I'm pretty interested to hear some of your insight on these beacons. How big would you say they are?
Most of them are between 7 to 10 ounces in weight. And for a lot of your listeners, you know, being up in the mountains, weight can be a big issue. I remember climbing in the Himalayas, and I was cutting toothbrushes in half just to cut down on weight.
Wow.
A couple ounces here and there comes into pounds.
Easy to carry and easy to acquire. What are a couple places where we could find these personal locator beacons?
Well, my favorite places are also my happy places.
Okay.
Are like Cabela's, REI, Bass Pro Shops, Gander Mountain. Any of those stores will have a selection of them.
What kind of price range are we looking at?
Well, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You're going to get what you pay for.
Okay.
And the range would be between, I'd say, $100 and $400. They do different things. One product called the Spot, that'll allow you to send messages to your family. They'll be able to track you. It may be a little slower on response time. It's a good unit. The problem with that is it'll only cost you $100, but it'll cost you a $100 yearly fee because it's done by a private company. The unit that I eventually picked up after going through all of these was made by a company called ACR. You know, you press the button, and they're coming to get you.
That's great.
And but it doesn't have the features of sending text messages to, you know, loved ones who might be worried about, like, why is he coming home late?
Sure.
And they'll be able to track your progress.
They do provide a certain amount of peace of mind, that's for sure. And to know that they're reliable is a very big deal, especially if you're going camping for days on end and you're not completely familiar with the area, you're kind of feeling it out. One of these beacons could be the perfect gift this holiday season if you've got someone in your family that likes to go camping and be a little adventurous and go off the beaten path. What services cater to these beacons? When you hit the button and I need to be found, I'm really lost in the woods, I broke a leg, who's coming to get me?
Pretty much it's the same as calling 911. If you're in the water, the Coast Guard will be on their way, search and rescue on their way. As soon as you hit that button, a message is sent to your local search and rescue teams, and they're on the move. So it's basically a lot quicker than calling the AAA if you break down with your car on the side of the road.
Right.
You press that button and you know that somebody knows where you are and is moving heaven and earth to come and get you. That's also the point of it, is that this is not something that you use if you run out of gas or you're a little bit tired. This is a method of last resort.
This is a life or death situation. These are the times you use one of these personal locator beacons.
Exactly.
And just providing a tremendous amount of peace of mind for you, your family that knows you're out there, and you might get lost. It happens to the best of us, especially if the weather picks up on top of a mountain. It could mean trouble, and this beacon could really save your life. Thank you so much, Noah, for being on this morning and sharing this information with us.
My pleasure.
And you can find Noah on TheOutdoorsGuide.com. Noah writing for them and sharing information on the personal locator beacon. Thank you so much, Noah.
My pleasure. Have fun and be safe.